Hello again, Alan Ashton here. Well, last month I left you in the company of a mystery theatre organist, so this month it's a chance to find out just who it was. The mystery organist was in fact playing the Granada Tooting Wurlitzer, and one of the first recordings he made back in 1979 was in the form of a demo of the then new Elka 705. And if that doesn't give you a final clue to his identity, you've got exactly 3 minutes and 47 seconds to put your thinking caps on as he plays Old Man River. Well, the organ model should have left you in no doubt as to the fact that the mystery organist was in fact Mike Hall, and a track from a very early demo LP of the kind that used to come complete with an inlay sheet telling the listener just what sounds to listen out for, and included the fact that the left foot really has to move on this number, and made easier if you use training shoes or plimsolls like Mike Hall does. See, without that inlay sheet, you'd have been left wondering how he achieved such dexterity. Anyway, we move on now more than 40 years to the present day and the fact that Mike is about to entertain us on his latest acquisition with the programme specially recorded for Organ First Radio listeners. Take it away, Mike. It's all yours.
Thanks, Alan. You know, it's always difficult to know what to play, really. But I thought I'd do something, I don't know, a bit foot-tapping. A couple of foot-tapping numbers. In fact, these are two good old numbers that come from a film from the 1960s. In fact, you know, I can remember going to the cinema to see this film. And even back then, I thought, oh, this is a great film. And all these years later, from those halcyon days of the 1960s, I still love this film. And I'm using my Korg PA-1000. And I can either play it as a keyboard, or I also have it set up with a set of MIDI bass pedals and a swell pedal. So I can use it like an organ, where you play your bass pedals or... Well, you'll get the gist anyway. Here's this couple of numbers now from the film The Jungle Book. And the first one's called The Bear Necessities. And then we'll go into that great old number, I Want to Be Like You.
Thank you.
Oh, this is a lovely old number now. Do hope you like this one. It's in a nice, relaxed mood, I think. And again, I'm playing the lovely Korg PA-1000. And it's that fabulous number called My Foolish Heart. Well, this time I'm playing the Korg once again, but I wanted to use I wanted to go back to basics, and here's a good old drawbar organ sound. And I love the old drawbar organ sound. I was brought up on old Hammond organs when I was a young lad. I've still got an old Hammond T-102 that I had back at the beginning of 1969. Just a few years old. But this is a lovely sound there, featuring those drawbar organ sounds. And this is that great old swing number called Deep Purple. Well, you know, this time I'm using a completely different kind of sound. Completely. I really am. And as you well know, Alan, I do still have a real soft spot for the old Wurlitzer Theatre pipe organ. Or an old Compton as well, for that matter. But I do love that big, especially the big American Wurlitzer Theatre organ sound. And what I'd like to do now is to play you a little number featuring the theatre organ sound, and well, this is one of those great old numbers now. It's a Gershwin number. It's called Our Love Is Here to Stay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a number now. In fact, this is a nice medium tempo number. It's one of those numbers that you can sort of whistle along to or whatever, basically. And again, I'm using the Korg, but I'm using it in a more of a laid-back big band kind of sound. Not a full-blown big band. It will do that as well. But this is, like I say, a laid-back kind of big band sound. But I'm also utilising a solo drawbar organ in there as well, which you'll hear on the melody line. Anyway, this is that great old number. Hope you like this one. It's called Walking My Baby Back Home. I tell you what, before we leave this segment of the show, what about if we go back down memory lane and bring in a few musical memories of that other organist that that we did on that very early Elka LP that Alan featured? I think it was the summer of 1979 when we actually recorded it. That other organist, Tony Back, great organist, great musician. I first got to know Tony well back in about 1974. I was working down at I was working for Sharma Organ Speaker Cabinets then, and we were doing the BMF, the British Music Fair. You know, that normally used to be held in London around the Bloomsbury area and the hotels there, but in 1974, from what I can remember, it was held in Brighton. And I remember one night Tony invited us to one of his gigs where he played a lovely old Hammond tone wheel organ. But the amazing thing is that the venue was right next to the water, and while Tony was playing these lovely songs on this old Hammond, the ships were going right by. I mean, they were really close. It was brilliant to be able to listen to Tony play and to see these ships going by. Now, a few years further on, like we were saying, when this LP was done, it was actually called Encounter the Sound of Elka. And I always remember it because the sleeve was very much like Close Encounters of the Third Kind, with very, very much a space kind of feel. Now, we recorded that in a studio in Leatherhead. It was actually Surrey Sound Studio. From what I can remember, it was a top recording studio of the time. And the strange thing is, it was above a dairy. So we had to carry all of the gear up to the first floor, from what I can remember. And we were booked in from, I think it was 6 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock lunchtime for a few days this particular week back in the summer of 1979. And I can remember the engineer that was recording my bit, I was using the Elka X705 portable, or I suppose we could call it transportable. It was pretty heavy. I know when it was in the back of my, at the time, Ford Cortina Estate, it was that heavy that the back end of the car used to sort of droop down, and the front of the car, especially at night, the headlights used to shine straight up into the air. It was pretty heavy. But Tony was playing the Artist 707, which was the home version, the wood normal version, if you want to call it that. And I was playing the portable, the transportable. But yeah, some great times there. It, blimey, I could write a book. No, don't get me on that. That would take a lot to do. Right. I think what we'll do, let's hear a track then from Tony now on the Elka Artist 707. What about Bright Eyes?
Bright Eyes, played there by the sadly missed Tony Buck, whom Mike Hall remembered there with affection. Anyway, back to my very special guest this month, because right now, some recordings of an instrument that Mike first cut his theatre organ teeth on, so to speak, namely the Granada Grantham 3-manual 5-rank Compton with the mellotone unit, but one which sounded bigger and more snappier than the normal 5-rankers. The Granada itself was a 1,400-seat theatre, with the console being in the centre of the orchestra pit on a smooth chain lift. The main chamber was to the left of the console, but the right-hand side chamber had the bottom octave of the wooden bass tibia rank, as well as the relays and the mellotone unit, with the horn speaker in the far right of the orchestra pit. Thank you. is there of the former Granada Grantham organ with an appropriate tune to boot. The Granada Cinema itself opened on October 4, 1937, with the film The Plainsman, with Reginald New at the Compton for the entire opening week, and then organist Neville Turner took over as resident, followed a few years later by Lewis Gerrard. But back in the 1960s, it was organist Ken Simmons who played the Compton, and Mike began playing there as the last resident organist pretty much every day from 1966 until the removal of the organ in August 1972. Mike remembers the very first time climbing onto the console, but the only problem was that the manager didn't know where the start switch was located for the blower, but until it was eventually found, Mike had more than a happy time riding up and down on the lift. Eventually, they found the start switch, and he was able to get music again from the Compton organ. Buttons and Bows, Well, it seems that the manager must have been very happy with what he heard, as he asked Mike if he could continue to play as the evening audience for the film entered the building. It was certainly a terrific moment for a 12-year-old boy, and something that he remembers incredibly well to this day. He also recalls spending a lot of time cleaning up and getting the console looking better, and as time went by, learnt about setting trems, etc., to fine-tune the instrument. In 1972, the cinema closed, but it continued as a bingo hall, although films and bingo was the policy for quite a number of years. The organ was eventually purchased by Eddie Dent and was installed in his house in Sheffield, and in time, in the year 2000, Mike travelled down to see it, although it wasn't playable at the time due to flooding caused by heavy rain, because the pipework was situated in the cellar of the house. However, in 2015, Mike was involved in the opening concert of the Compton in its new home in the Birmingham area, where it's installed in an extended and specially prepared garage extension. Damon Willits now owns the organ and has done a really good job restoring and installing it in his house, where Mike says it's brought a lot of very happy memories back to him to be able to play the old Compton again after 43 years. Now, I know from my many years' friendship with Mike that when it came to tape recording back in the good old days of reel-to-reel machines, he saw the potential of lugging these often huge monster recorders around cinemas so that he could have a record of playing there.
Yeah, you know, I did used to spend a lot of time taking tape machines. Back then, they were always heavy, stereo tape recorders, down to places like to record the Compton at the Granada Theatre in Grantham. And I was free to be able to try different recording positions in front of the pipes, back in the theatre, in the stalls, up in the balcony, things like that. But I remember on one occasion, Mansfield, not that far, I don't know, 30, 40 miles away or thereabouts from Grantham, Mansfield in Nottinghamshire, they had their Granada, which had got a three-manual, eight-rank Wurlitzer. Lovely Wurlitzer. And I remember, I think it was on one occasion, it would be for one of the organ club meets there. And we were doing some, doing my concert bit, if you want to call it that. And somebody did say, after I'd done my piece, there's a bit of rain outside. And I remember going into the foyer. Now, luckily, the Granada back then in Mansfield was up some steps. You had to go up quite a few big steps to get to the foyer. But what amazed me was that the road that was outside was like a river. There'd been a massive amount of rain. And I think near enough directly opposite, there was Woolworths. And I have this vivid memory of those Lilo things that you can sort of go on at the, you know, in a swimming pool or whatever. They were floating up and down the aisles, as well as shoes. I can remember floating around. And I remember somebody sort of taking the big decision to try and wade through this water, because it was a good, I would think, a good foot, 2 foot deep. And somebody tried to get from one side of the road to the other, and somebody shouted to them that there was a bus coming. And when the bus came, which was able to negotiate all this depth of water, this man got swamped. Oh dear. It was a great afternoon doing those recordings, and hearing those again has brought a lot of memories back, I have to say.
Thank you.
You know, I remember back in 1969, I had the opportunity to go down to what I always classed as the flagship Granada Theatre. And that was in Tooting, down in London. And that was just an incredible experience. Once again, we dragged my trusty stereo tape machine, which weighed a lot, and all the microphones, down on the train, and then from King's Cross on the tube, eventually arriving down at Tooting Broadway into the fantastic Granada Theatre. I got to be honest, I would have gone down there just to have seen the theatre. It was phenomenal. The Cathedral of Theatres. When you look at the inside of that place, it was like no other theatre that I'd ever seen before. I think it was designed by a guy called Komisarzewski. Try saying that as well. But what an interior. The icing on the cake, of course, was the Wurlitzer organ. And I can remember the manager then did invite me to play the theatre or the cinema goers in. Oh, what an experience, what a sound. And luckily I did those recordings. That was back, I say, back in the summer of June 1969. What a long time ago. But just some incredible memories.
Thank you.
So that's all we have time for this month, but a big thank you to Mike Hall for a chance to hear him on Big Brother, so to speak, not forgetting his new Korg keyboard, which he'll be bringing to an organ club somewhere near you once we get back to normality.
Well, I tell you, I really hope that you've enjoyed hearing the sound of my new Korg. I think it's unbelievable. It really is, to think I can... All of these sounds are available, whether it's a big band, an orchestra, an organ, a drawbar organ, you know, or a theatre organ. And, you know, when I think of the organs that I've carried around, and sometimes have taken, you know, a man on each corner to lift them, this thing I can put under one arm, and you know, with a set of MIDI bass pedals and a swell pedal on a stand, going through some nice amplification, or even indeed on its own, just for a lounge, the sound is unbelievable. It's just, it blows me away. It really does. I don't know how they've managed to do it, but clearly they have. Anyway, you know, I do hope you've enjoyed listening to those fantastic sounds. And at the same time, I really hope you've enjoyed the journey back. I certainly have. That journey back to the good old days of the cinema organ, to sort of basically have a listen to some of those old recordings that I did all those years ago. It's always nice to, I think, you know, to put a few songs on and to share some memories like that, as well as a few things that happened along the way. Well, you know, who knows what the future holds, really. Perhaps if we can get back into the swing of some organ society concerts and the old festivals like we used to do. If we do, and I'm around, then do please come up and say hello. I don't bite. We can always sort of talk about the good old days once again. That would be really nice, I think. Yeah, that would be good.
Goodbye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.